Okay. Hey, guys. This is number 40 of the Winterhouse Gaming Podcast.
Winterhouse Gaming Podcast. Brought to you by Larry's 40. Bicycle. Their bicycle.
They're the real bicycles, no, though. Not the one with the fat tires.
Yeah.
Those stupid things. I see kids riding around there, and all I want to do is fucking push them over. Yeah.
I want to get a road bike, though.
What do you mean, like a road bike? Like just
not like a mountain bike or like
a 10 speed
special, just a regular just one a regular speed road bike. Like
I realistically think that you can drive
mic
anything.
On, Tony?
Yeah, my mic's on.
Okay, cool.
Is your mic on?
Level yeah, my up, mic's bro. On.
How's your mic?
My mic's good because I can see the waveforms.
Nice.
How are you doing, Mike?
What if it was all just like a...
The Matrix.
What if the waveforms weren't real?
What if it's the Matrix?
Are they flat earth form?
They should be. Blowing my mind right now.
Flat earth waves.
If anybody hasn't noticed, we have Dylan on again.
Hello.
He's just here hanging out.
And you can actually see him this time.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. We apologize.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on with your shirt?
This is what Dylan...
I really want spring.
Please do me a favor. Stand up just a little bit. Okay, everybody witness this burly man and this fucking shirt. Okay?
Aloha. This is my brewmate.
If you're listening to this on audio, go to our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/winterhousegaming.
Yep.
And listen, watch this podcast and just look at this shirt.
Anyway,
it's very colorful and frilly. Are you done? Okay, we're done with that. Go
this
ahead.
Is Dave.
I'm Dave.
Hey. This is Kelly.
Just Kelly.
Okay, Kelly, everybody. And I'm Tony. You might know me from such places as 5 minutes ago. And so an hour from now.
Yeah. You can probably recognize me from the start of the podcast.
Hey, you guys probably know me from Tuesday. Across the street from Taco Bell.
That time I did that.
Eating a gallon container of mac and cheese with a bottle of KY jelly.
Is that how you roll if you were a prostitute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, rock that corn.
As long as you got mac and cheese and some of that KY, we're good.
Oh yeah, dude.
It has to be said in a southern accent.
Hey, give me some of that KY. Don't make me get the hose.
Wait, boy, why do we come in? Give me some of that KY.
Wait, why do we always do that though?
What?
Like, okay, so whenever you make fun of something, what exactly are you using for an accent?
Oh, I'm kind of, I don't know. I'm using like a.
I always
Texan
use like a really
howdy, y'all.
Yeah,
I feel like I do that every single time.
You know, because it's easy to make fun of Texans.
Yeah, we're just
you know,
gonna
fuck them.
Let her rip. Tater.
Whoa!
It's easy to make fun of them because you know what? Fuck them.
It's kind of like that skit on Chappelle's Show. Dave, why treat the customer this way? Why? Because fuck them. That's why.
That's basically what I tell myself most days at work.
Just fuck them.
What happens if I
what if that was a form of currency?
Double. What? Just fuck them.
Is that going to be the new Nike logo? Just fuck them.
Swoop.
Whoop.
That would be so funny.
All right.
Oh
so
God.
What's happening in the world of gaming news?
Kirby.
Yeah that's
the new Kirby
thing.
Game like just came out today. I'm actually quite excited about it. You can see the excitement in my face.
I actually saw that. I was at Best Buy today.
The higher my eyebrows
around.
Go, the more excited I am.
Wow! What?
Much excite.
You look terrifying. Stop that. Stop that, Kelly.
Did you know that Best Buy just doesn't sell Xbox 360 and PS3 games anymore?
Like, that's not really surprising
at all. Yeah.
I mean, I know they sell you like pre-owned games. Like, I don't know. Like, kind of expect
Breaking
them to at
update.
Least sell
Carrie
pre-owned
is sending
PS3
me a picture.
Games.
We're getting a picture.
Okay, so realistically, like, I don't know. I'm surprised how surprised you are. Not about
I'm surprised how surprised you are about how surprised I am.
I'm surprised I'm not more confused.
All right, you know what? Enough, Dylan.
Enough. It's never enough. All right. Not until
we've
something
heard
is
just
built
about enough from you today.
We need to make this podcast great again.
Oh my God. No, you did not. Whoa.
Okay, so this is why we don't have anyone except controller throwers on.
And this is why we actually don't do our podcasts on Friday nights.
It's true.
It's true.
There's just a weird thing that
happens. Huge departure for us.
It really is. It's odd.
Except that one time we did it during the night.
On a Saturday.
It was a Saturday?
Yeah. Or you remember that time on Saturday morning we did it at 11 instead of 12?
Update. It was a Saturday.
Yes.
I can't stop doing this.
Changes the joke. What are you doing?
Dude, you know that's on video, right?
Yeah.
I did that
last That's why I put it in front of the camera. I can't stop doing this.
Like, I want people to see me do this.
So I just got Persona 5.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Tell us about it.
It's weird, and it's quirky, and it's I feel like it's a... It's a JRPG for people who don't like JRPGs, but it's an anime for people who don't like animes. It's kind of like, it's just, it's weird.
That's so confusing.
It's a high school simulator.
Persona 5 is just that it's a Persona game.
Yeah, you can watch it till the cows come home, but then like you have to, like, then you play it. I live in fucking Maine, but I come from Corinth where cows outnumber people 40 to 1.
The NSA's watching.
So I've been there where the cows outnumber people 40 to 1. That's probably an unrealistic number, but sure. Yeah.
But yeah, it's bizarre to say the least. But I first got it, first popped it in. I didn't know what to make of it. I'm just like, I don't think I'm gonna enjoy
this.
I don't see what all the hype is.
Just really like,
I don't see what all the hype is about.
Just like, what is going on here?
But you get sucked into it like hardcore, freaking head,
freaking head. So like Debbie Does Dallas hardcore,
yeah.
So, I'm not gonna lie. When I first watched it, I watched it like first 15 minutes of your gameplay.
Actually, the first thing that Dave watched was that footage on Pornhub earlier.
Yeah. Yes, because this would not be a podcast if we didn't mention Pornhub or fucking Eric. Not fucking Eric, but like, damn it, pause, Eric.
I hope you're watching, Eric.
No, okay, so realistically, what happened was I watched the first 15 minutes of it. I went in about an hour, watched another 15 minutes, went in an hour, watched another 15 minutes.
And you didn't say anything to me, you dick.
I was at work, and it was a rerun. Ouch. It was like I went back and watched the video, because I was at work. Come on. But honestly, it was just so much dialogue. I was just like, nope.
Yep,
that's I was so turned off by the whole entire thing.
You might actually enjoy it because it might be a nice departure from you. It'd slow things down.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
I mean, your role.
You're off the handle, man. Like, you're out of control.
Dude, you gotta slow down on the bath
You gotta bring it back in.
Yeah. No, right? I agree. You are so right.
I can't deal. Stop yelling.
Have you seen how much meth you're doing lately?
Have you seen how much meth you're doing right now? And he looks down. Oh my god! There's a pile of it!
Yeah, so...
All these baggies laying around?
I did not realize it was so much dialogue, and then Eric was like, yeah, it's a lot of dialogue. I'm like...
Well, the thing is, though, like, yeah, it's a lot of dialogue to show you how all the game mechanics work and to further the story, but, I mean... I feel like Persona's gonna really like it's a perfect marriage of a lot of different genres that I think is going to expand my horizon. I was actually talking to patrons about it.
You were saying that you were surprised I even liked
it.
Yeah, I was honestly surprised that I liked it. It took me getting
Did you buy it?
No, but I'm buying it tomorrow.
Yeah, see,
I've been watching gameplay footage of it though, just to get myself acquainted with it.
Just not Tony's gameplay.
I mean, I did watch him.
Yeah, Kelly was in there yesterday.
But I had already seen what he was streaming, so I was just on there to be like, hey.
You were trying to go a little further ahead then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And I think I was actually talking to Patience, and she said that it was kind of attributed to her getting you into Death Note.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So that kind of like opened you up to a new possibility of gameplay such as Persona, but like I said, it's the perfect marriage of a lot of different genres, and it's really kind of like opening my eyes up to like the possibility of like watching a lot more anime, which I never had anything against anime. I just never watched a lot of it. But now I'm like, oh, you know what? I think I might start, you know, watching a little bit more because like you know, like a lot of the cutscenes and a lot of like, you know, you
the
saw
the character
it.
Development yeah. too is crazy.
It's
I'm dying.
Yeah.
Kelly, well, do you watch some anime?
Good. We already have your replacement
Death
here.
Note. Okay.
Yeah.
Death Note is I think
No, you're dying.
Probably the easiest show to get into
I like Life
for beginners
Note.
Is either Death Note or what do you think, Tony? I think Death Note's a really good anime to get into for beginners.
No, fucking Ninja Scrolls, bro. Where it's at. You've never seen Ninja Scrolls? You are in for a fucking treat.
What about the best anime, Avatar?
But we're talking like
Attack on Titan, a little anime.
A little more hardcore anime.
I've never actually seen Avatar.
Like Project Eiko.
What about Tokyo Ghoul?
Tokyo Drift?
Tokyo Drift, yeah. Yes. Exactly, fucking Dylan. Get the fuck out!
Damn it! Dylan, what the fuck is wrong with you? Stop!
But
why do you make me hate you?
Long story short, dude.
I don't know why.
Honestly,
start calling you Eric just, too.
You just need to like steal my copy of the game one day.
I was gonna wait until you're done with
it. Yeah, play it for like, if you wait till I'm done with it, like, you know,
It's gonna be like 120 hours.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah,
but like I said, like one day I'm not home, just steal my copy of the game. You don't have
the exact
amount of time. You don't have to install it.
The time
is
on.
Just put it in and play it.
I'm fully aware of but how like digital, I mean physical copies work.
Well, with like every game that you own, you have to put it in and then wait for it to install 30 gigs worth of data.
Oh, you don't have to do that with that?
No, I just finished showing you that. And you seem awfully confident in how video games work.
Listen to me.
Wait a second. That's how it works?
You're going to have to fuck off a little bit here.
I know video games like the back of my hand. Whoa, there's a back to this thing. What's this? But
it's the map. The map's always on the back.
But I think that you might enjoy it. Like I said, it's going to be a nice change of pace for you. Slow things down and really get into some character development mode here.
Yeah.
Okay, so realistically, I will definitely try it.
And if you don't like it, then I'm going to hate you forever and then break all your stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
I completely agree.
Yeah. And then in other news.
Nice. Look all comfy.
In other news, just in case he's going through like a 24-hour stream, you can take a nap in the middle of it.
All right.
Another news.
The mama.
Ooh. Where are you gonna put that?
What the fuck is happening? No.
Santa has arrived early.
I didn't tell you could take that out of my desk. That's a surprise.
I didn't tell you that I couldn't take it out of your desk.
Touche.
I didn't tell you can take that out of my hands.
Dude. Okay. Did you see the new trailer for Avengers? It looked fucking balls to the wall.
The
great.
Infinity War?
Yeah.
A little bit.
New trailer dropped today. And
no, I have not seen that one.
It's great because Star-Lord and Tony Hawk have this amazing little back and forth. And since they're both like so sarcastic, like, and just dicks, like it's really great and hilarious. But
wait, you said Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk? I didn't say Tony Hawk.
Yeah, you did, dude.
Well, I wish Tony Hawk was in.
I feel like you did.
Yeah, you did. See, I think you think that I did because he said he brought
Tony
it up.
Tony Hawk Underground. That
dude,
was
you totally
Tony
said
Hawk,
Tony Hawk.
Tony Stark. They're kind of alike
Tony
anyway.
It was
Tony Stark. We're gonna have to go. Wait, Eric. Did you hear Tony Hawk? Yeah,
he's gonna say Tony. He's gonna say Tony Hawk anyway because he likes to be a dick.
He said, "I definitely heard Tony Hawk."
Yeah.
Well, he said he heard Tony talk. And I am talking.
I am hearing Tony talk, but I heard Tony Hawk.
Well, you know, Tony Hawks sometimes.
I got an annoying itch in the back of my throat, and it's just like causing me to cough.
I've got an annoying person next to me.
Gee, whoa.
Causing me.
Wait, which one of them? Because you have three around you right now.
I don't know what it is about your face, but you're making my gonorrhea flare.
All right. Dave.
I'm too tired for this shit. Go.
Video games, come on.
I love it.
Go.
Dude, I haven't played a fucking video game
in a week.
You just bought a bunch of Jack and Daxter games. Talk about those.
Daxter.
Dak and Jaxter.
I did say that in like podcast like number 10.
Dak. Yeah. I remember that.
Jack and Daxter. I played a little bit of them and then I stopped.
Oh, wow. Enlightening.
Very.
So we got one guy that's too tired to talk about video games. One guy that doesn't even fucking play video games.
I roll with an N64. Come on now.
You're like eight generations behind, dude.
Tell us about that new N64 game that just came out.
Oh, you're killing me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Okay, so no, I didn't play much this week. It sucked.
You were house sitting.
I missed. Yeah, I was. I was house sitting.
Took your Switch with you.
I did. I played it for about 10 minutes and then went to bed.
You.
It was almost glorious.
Would you please play Breath of the Wild?
I've been trying.
Try harder.
I've been having problems.
I don't want to hear about those problems. Talk to a doctor about those problems.
At least Kelly's been playing.
Yeah. Tell me what Kelly's been playing. Kelly, go!
I've been playing video games.
You guys are fucking hopeless. I'm ready to go. I woke up at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Cut, paste, send it
out. Are we playing Verizon Horizon Verticals? Verizon Horizon Sprint Mobile?
Yeah. He's playing Verizon Wireless.
Jesus Christ. He's playing.
Dying fetus over here.
Oh shit!
Dave is rolled away.
Oh god!
David, come back.
This is Dylan's new game mashup, Verizon Hero Fun.
He's like in his inhaler.
Oh yeah, you're playing
Forza Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, that one. Oh my god.
We just tried to segue. It ended up being a funnier joke than it faded. And I killed the podcast.
I think Dave's really gone.
Yeah.
Gone. I think he's Far Cry gone or something.
He's more gone than gonorrhea.
Yep.
Dave, Far Cry's coming out this month. What do you think about it?
It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
The core workout right there.
Please.
What? Coughing like that?
Yeah.
My fucking lungs are killing
Please
me.
Please
right
try
now.
Not to ramble.
Oh man.
I can't even talk because I'm losing it.
What are you gonna play tomorrow,
dude? I don't even know.
Drinking games.
You make me sad, Dave. What
the hell is going on?
Well, that's the Winter House Gaming Podcast. I guess
what goes crazy.
This was a fail. Can we try this again tomorrow? We're all a little bit more rested. David,
this is wonderful.
I get tired. I get weird.
Got the fever.
Guess so.
Dear people, don't watch this. It's awkward.
Dear people, man.
Dear people.
It's live.
Like fawns and stuff.
You realize that, right? We are live.
We'll do it live.
Am I the only sane, rational one here right now?
All
right.
No, I'm trying to hold it together.
Okay.
He's got it.
Dude,
so
I'm
what's
sorry.
Kelly been playing? Don't say anything.
Not Verizon. It's not that.
I know that. It's just a joke.
Horizon Zero Dawn. Yes. So I'm trying to platinum that game.
Mm-hmm.
How close are you?
36%.
36%, that's not very close
no,
at all.
No. I'm on a new
Couldn't
game.
You have lied
yeah, I'm,
or something?
I'm on a new game plus.
I am like 86%. Interesting.
What is going on with Dave?
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know, dude. Dave's done. Fucking stick a fork in him. He's right, done. He's gone.
He'll get it. Just give him a few minutes.
This is your opportunity to talk while Dave's coughing and crying over there.
He's just going to continue to cough and cry.
He is, but at least he's away from the microphone.
This is all I'm good for.
I'd rather him cough and cry into the microphone.
Yeah. Should we plug some shit, maybe?
Yeah, I mean,
even if March, this isn't a real podcast, let's March just plug 24th, some shit.
Yeah, we're not going to call this a real... Well, this isn't a real anything.
No, it's just March. Us being assholes.
March 24th is the Pine State Pop-Up Market Con.
Get it right!
Where we are going to have vendors... there's going to be an Overwatch tournament, maybe, kind of.
Meth.
There's going to be... on a much more realistic note, there will be no meth.
No.
It's in Brewer, so there might be some meth.
Maybe around the corner somewhere.
Once I start laughing, I can't stop laughing.
And where is it? Yeah. The City Side Inn? The city... Where's it? What's
Shitty
it
Side Inn?
Philadelphia.
I have this weird gift that when I get real tired and then I start laughing, I can't stop laughing.
He's sweating, man.
It's
Look
called
at him.
Being yeah. a human.
It's because I fucking just...
It's just called your... So hard, my it's not really special. It's just called you're overtired.
Yeah.
Go to sleep!
And then I can't keep it together anymore.
I'm just laughing at the thing.
Thank you, Eric.
Road Rash.
Quality content.
Oh, my God.
Quality content, yeah.
CP Sketch. Hey.
How's it going, CP?
Honest to God, hope you just popped in.
If you've been watching, you
didn't
this whole
see
time,
anything that's transpired before yeah. this moment.
It was really bad.
Yeah. I got called UConn Cornelius today by a kid.
What does that mean?
I
need
don't
to know.
Know
what that means.
I think he was trying to insult me, but I, for the life of me, can't find like the deeper meaning
so
of that.
Please tell me how this, like, how they came up to you and said,
oh,
hey,
no,
UConn.
It was on Facebook. We were having like a Facebook.
Yeah,
argument.
It's by someone that Tony and I.
Yeah,
know.
And then he said, "All right, bye, UConn Cornelius," and I'm just like,
"Did you Google it?"
I know who he is.
Who is it?
It's he's from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, he's the bad guy.
No, he's the he's got the pickaxe and he's the prospector there.
Oh, yeah, so man. He was just commenting your beard.
I guess, but he's just like
apparently
he said it in a very
insult,
like nasty way. And I'm just like, okay, I don't really understand how I'm. You can't. I'm a lovable character from a children's show. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like you want to hug me now? Like
you want to rub my belly?
And then I did when the only thing I knew how is I took to Facebook with it. I asked for input from the community, and they're all just like, I don't get it. And I'm like,
right,
okay.
You wrote that, and I'm like, I don't know what that means, but then I didn't Google it either.
Yeah.
And then I just gave up on it.
You shouldn't have to Google it. If we're part of the same generation, like...
Yeah. I didn't...
It's Redna.
Yeah, but you understand that I don't remember... I don't remember anything, so...
Rudy Giuliani.
I remember that guy.
Oh, him you remember.
UConn Sketch. That's right.
UConn Sketch.
You can't.
So CP Sketch said I get called UConn Cornelius from time to time. It's a compliment as far as I'm concerned, and I would agree with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I would agree too.
Under the context.
But this guy was like legitimately trying to insult Tony.
Yeah, he was trying to cause me pain. My pops are gonna be so filtered. It's unreal.
I just laughed so hard, I gave myself a super cool pressure headache, and I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Get high off of headaches.
Did anything happen in gaming that I missed this week? Because I looked at no news and did nothing except look at my computer's work.
Demon Souls might be getting remastered.
Okay.
And if you don't know what Demon Souls is, then...
I know what Demon Souls
that
is.
That sucked, bro.
then fuck you, nerd.
Nerd.
Oh, my God.
I'm
so glad
rumored.
I'm not laughing and crying anymore.
Yeah, I know.
If you missed that, if you came in at like the end of that, just rewatch this, and it's just horrible.
Yeah,
fucking...
We are gonna do a take two of this tomorrow.
Oh, we're absolutely doing a take two.
I mean, this is just a fun little ranty, like laughy, you know, whatever.
I can't believe I stopped playing Persona for this.
I can.
I completely apologize for that because my mom. Okay, let me tell you some stories about my mom. She's the cutest little lady, but seriously,
yes,
no Darwin Project, no CP. You stay away from the Darwin Project. It's so bad.
It really is.
No, I played it. It's so bad. Okay. So my mom, she's just this cute little lady. She's about 5 foot.
Whoa.
Maybe 5 foot.
I do have some breaking news.
Okay, breaking news. Go ahead.
Provided by the no.
Okay.
Apparently, and this is as of a day ago, Xbox is done with exclusives altogether.
I mean, what exclusives are we talking about?
This would be surprising if it was 3 years ago.
Right?
Yeah.
They didn't have to announce that. Everyone knew.
I think they failed anyway.
As soon as Scalebound was canceled,
done. Scalebound could have saved them.
I mean, they still have the Forza series and Halo, but that's literally it.
Wait, did that mean that Halo's going multi-platform? Like, what's Bungie going to fucking do?
Oh, yeah.
I hope they're going to get released from their contract.
Oh. And aren't they? That's
can't wait for Halo fucking eight.
Eric, I trust me. I know it's not breaking news, but it's some sort of news.
Yeah.
But anyway,
it's something. There's more than we got, which is giggles and Verizon over here.
That was a good one. We've all done it though. I did the Mahoney thing, and you're doing the Verizon thing.
Verizon zero fawn.
It's just rhyming now.
Here we go.
Here it goes.
No.
Not be a victim.
I will not be a victim yet.
Or we can just play the game of, like, in my bedroom, which is Verizon Zero Signal.
Nice joke, Dad.
You're welcome, stepson.
So work on a car or something.
Let me tell you about my mom. She's about 5 feet, maybe 5'2". And
is that when she's on her
knees? She's just a really funny.
She's about 5'9", which she'd ride my junk.
Oh, yeah. No one is safe.
No one's safe. Can I just put like a cougar sound effect in there?
Wow.
There you go. Need you to save that sound clip.
I will. I'll search through there and isolate it and save it for
mix
you.
Mix it down and send it through the series of tubes.
Anyways.
I can't.
Anyway, she's 5'2 and a half.
Yeah, she's just a little old lady, but she's so funny. Like, she'll laugh at like the most random things that aren't really that funny, like kind of like I do. Probably where I got it. And so we're standing in line at a to get the car registered, like, I don't know, 8 years ago. And we're standing there, and the line's kind of crooked. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's standing in a straight line. It's kind of just chill. Well, anyway, this woman walked behind us, came through the door, walked behind us, and went around us and stood in front of us. And it was so funny to my mom, and she was laughing kind of like I was just doing. So hard that we had to leave the building.
Like wounded wildebeest?
That's amazing. Yeah.
It was really funny. Like, she could not stop laughing. And she's just this little tiny lady, and nobody knew what the fuck was happening.
Oh, sorry, the schizophrenia is acting up again.
My mom's laughing so hard, like, her face is red, and she's crying, and it's just the funniest thing. And I'm like, Mom, you need to go lay down or something. I don't know.
Have a fucking
So we had to leave
Snickers
the building because she was making such a scene. And there was only like maybe four people in front of us, including this lady that just walked beside us. But she came in like, I think the comedy behind that whole thing and why she was laughing is because the line was already kind of messed up anyway. But this woman didn't even like see us or something. Like, she had to literally go around me to get in front of us as we're waiting in line. So it just caught my mom's funny.
That's great.
But that's what that's kind of where I get that, where I can't stop laughing. And
something else happened this week.
What's that?
Not in terms of news, but I did a speed run in one sitting of Super Meat Boy. Let me tell you, I almost committed a fucking homicide.
Wait, did you finish that under Eric's time?
No, I didn't.
Fuck.
I didn't. His was 4:45, mine was 5:08, and CP's time is sitting in around fucking 18 hours or something.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, he actually just didn't finish that game.
CP didn't. No.
He's at the level before the final boss, and he just rage quit.
I wonder if he's going to finish it.
I doubt it.
I mean, at this point.
I don't know. Is he still watching? Clint, come on!
Yeah, you got to get with that, bro.
Yeah. So you got to finish it so I can say I came in second.
Yeah.
Instead of just last.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Oh, my God, though. I got to tell you, I don't think I'm ever going to play that game again.
You're just done
with Eric it. Eric warned me, don't play it all in one sitting. And what did I do? I did exactly that. And he said, you probably would have beaten my time. You were probably a good, like, half an hour ahead of me.
But it was that last the entire, one, right?
It was the last two levels.
Where was I watching you when you were doing that? I was watching remember. You. Oh, I was
You were watching to. Me through my window.
Yeah. Oh, that was what it was. Yep. Yeah.
Come to my window. I'll be home soon. Wait by the line. Fuck you, Melissa Etheridge.
So what is the fastest time on Meat Boy?
Oh. Check this. Somebody not only completed it,
okay,
but on Games Done Quick, they completed it 100% getting all the item, 35 minutes.
Holy shit.
35 yeah. minutes?
35 minutes.
Insane.
Unreal. It makes me want to kill myself. Truth be told, a lot of stuff makes me want to kill myself.
So I think the but... best... Wait, you said 35 minutes?
35 minutes. 3, 5 minutes.
Zero.
Stealing a piece of your gum.
That is so fast.
It's so fast. 35 minutes worth of fast.
Well, I just saw a couple YouTube videos and it said like hour 13.
Did they
like
do
that.
Speed or something before they did it?
Like, yeah.
They must have.
Yeah. Well, it was on a website called Games Done Quick.
Oh, GDQ? Yeah.
Yeah.
We watch that every year.
It was definitely not on a website called Games Done Kinda, sort of slow, but at a reasonable pace.
Not quite.
Not so quick as though you, so you won't understand what's happening.
Wait, so you
But
said
just
it was
quick
done
enough
GDS.
So that you'd be like, whoa,
Games
that was
done
quick.
Slow.
Games done acceptable amount of time.
Games done.
GDE. Games done.
It's just
I don't think
it's
I've
just
ever
games done.
Games I don't think, done.
I really don't think I've ever wanted to like beat a game as fast as I can.
Well, I don't know if we talked about this last podcast.
Postcast.
Yeah, I mixed my words up. Well, some
use your words.
Use your words, Luke. But some guy beat all three Dark Souls games without getting hit, like in a row.
Wait, didn't somebody do it blindfolded too?
That was Link to the Past.
Didn't someone beat Dark Souls 3 with like a dance revolution?
Yes.
That was the first one, and then someone beat it with the Donkey Kong drums, and then someone Christ. Beat it with a Guitar Hero controller. And then someone made it, it was called Twitch Plays Dark Souls.
Console commands?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody that was on Twitch was like, you put in a command and like the character did that. And imagine like a couple hundred people all putting in console commands.
That's insane.
Yeah. But yeah, this one guy took him a year. And then a year to plan it all. And then he just played all three Dark Souls games in a row without getting hit once.
That's amazing.
But it was hilarious because he had to do it twice because he was at the final boss in Dark Souls 3. And he hit him, and he fucking lost his shit.
I want to watch that.
It's great. I don't feel bad for him at all. Random Twitch guy.
Eric said he saw someone do Castlevania blindfolded yesterday.
Wow, that's Holy fucking amazing, shit. Eric. Next. Catch you later.
Well, really good breaking story,
good
Eric.
Good stuff. I didn't realize Jerk. He was part of the podcast.
Wait, we told him he was going to be tomorrow morning, and then we're never doing it tonight.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to do another one because
he couldn't do it tomorrow morning anyway.
I totally
his kid's actual His kid's birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, he's born on the same day I am?
Yep. He's more important than you, though.
You know what's really weird? I never see somebody like... I've never met a lot of people that were born on the same day I was, but yeah. I work with three people who are.
That's crazy.
It's very weird.
What about weird. Born on the 4th of July? Or being born in the USA? Born to Run? Born on a Bayou?
Oh, I love that
one. Wait, no, I was.
Party in
born
the USA?
Born on a Bayou!
I was born down in...
fucking hate Creedence Clearwater.
Shut your mouth.
I was born outside of Lafayette, Louisiana. Wow. The whole Bayou.
I love Creed.
I love Creed.
You don't, because I... Well, no, you're like... You've done karaoke Creed, haven't you?
Yeah, I do.
Do it right now.
No.
Well, I don't know.
I don't heard on the news today.
Is that the band Dimebag Darrell is in with Chad Kroger? I didn't even make it through my own joke.
John McDaniel's dead, so that's bad true. Taste, you idiot.
You insensitive mother...
Vulgar display of bad jokes.
And nobody would willingly be in a bad band with Chad Kroeger. As far as I'm concerned, he's keeping them all at gunpoint.
Look at this photograph.
Look at this photograph. Look at it!
AK-47. He calls his AK-47 photograph.
Although, I can just imagine him, like, threatening someone, like, but looking, like, with a Batman, like, cowl. Look at this photograph. Look at it.
Robin Noodle hair coming out.
Harvey Dent. Kennedy Tree. Can we be trusted?
Sorry, Kelly.
I'm way too tired for this shit.
Yeah.
So that's
Kelly,
cool.
What's new in the world of anything?
I pooped today.
All right. Oh,
hey! Yeah.
Woohoo!
Good stuff.
How long have we been past 100 followers? Can I say that that's news?
A few days?
Yeah.
Week?
108 followers as of right now on Twitch. Woo! This is like you can be 109!
Boom.
Just follow us. Or unfollow us and then follow us back.
That wouldn't equal 109.
Dude, I am dying. If I get sick and I'm sick tomorrow, I'm gonna fucking piss.
If you fucking die, it probably better get us more views.
Double them followers.
And we're gonna have a really awesome prize for all of you guys.
You know what's fucked up? I was we doing fine. Prize. I was doing fine right before this.
Yeah.
I was good, ready to go.
But our prize is Dylan's virginity.
No one wants that.
Hey, anybody?
We're going to give away that Steam link. Yeah,
bring them those donations for... No, we can't do that.
That's prostitution.
That's clearly prostitution. It's clearly against the TOS guidelines.
Nevada. Yeah.
Oh,
we're going to give away that Steam link.
If this was just the regular podcast and not on Twitch, we could say whatever the hell we want.
Yeah, I know.
But we're bound by laws.
Bound by the bylaws. Bound by the Dark Brotherhood. The five tenets.
Yep.
Thou shalt not.
Do stuff.
Do something. I read the Bible. I've read all the Bibles. Exodus, Genesis, Exorcist, Leviathan, do the right thing. I've read them all. Man. I've read the Bible too. This Anthrax time it's personal.
That Impact Festival is going to be cool.
What?
That Impact Festival.
Gonna be Impact Festival. Cool. Yeah.
Have a real
under
Impact.
Underoath.
Dude, Eric, why do you want us to keep the Steam link? I'm so confused by that. First of all, we each have one anyway, and they're garbage.
That's why he wants us to keep it. Because as soon as we give it to someone, they're going to be offended and they'll unfollow us. We like our viewers. We don't want to give them the Steam link.
Yeah, that's so funny.
I got to tell you, though, if I was, like, still into PC gaming, like, we have a decent enough internet connection here so that, like, I've hooked it up. I've used it. It runs great now. But I just don't do PC gaming anymore. Like, so what's the fucking point, Valve? Riddle me that.
I can't see. I got this back on.
I tried to do like the dramatic.
Have you ever seen the have you ever used the controller?
With the
pads?
Fucking
the maxi pads
puked in my mouth a little bit.
My ribs hurt.
Baby back.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yo, it says, sorry I missed some of the fun. My cat was trying to eat my pizza rolls.
Is that a euphemism?
Oh,
I hate to think what that was a euphemism for.
Jesus Christ.
And instead
my
of getting mad,
these pizza rolls.
Instead
my
of getting
cat
mad,
was
I had to take
to
a picture
pizza.
And Instagram it, then get mad.
Who said that?
That was, Abso.
Abso.
Abso. Fucking
absolucking flutely.
Dude, I never say it right.
Waka flocka flutely.
Waka flocka flutely.
Exactly.
That's the one. The one and only.
I'm not gonna lie, my fucking ribs hurt so bad right now.
Yeah.
Oh man.
It's almost as if you just said that 15 seconds ago. It's weird. I'm getting the biggest sense of deja vu right now.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you're getting the biggest boner right now.
No. That's implied.
That's why
the implied boner.
That comes after.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 15 just came out for Windows.
Yeah, that's
and
right. I saw that today.
And
wait, what? On PC?
Dude, you got to fucking just...
No, you said it just came out on Windows.
Yeah. Windows. Okay. PC Windows.
You gotta go lay down, man.
Yeah, but I thought it was already on.
No. PC. PS4 and Xbox, baby.
Oh, okay.
It just came out for Windows, the Royal Edition, which contained the first season pass, because they're actually doing like three or four season passes for Final Fantasy 15.
Damn.
Right.
I know, it's crazy. Wow! Wowie! Oh.
Wow.
Bob-booey.
Wow.
And, Eric said, not PC, just Windows.
Just PC Windows.
Just my window.
It came out for a window.
Just one window?
There's one with the top left one. But it's got the season pass, the first one, and it's got like a whole bunch of extras that just came out as like a separate pack for like DLC.
Right.
Which is called the Royal Pack, which is very misleading, but the Royal Pack is $15, but that doesn't contain any of the season pass stuff.
Right.
It just contains like, oh, you can drive your car like underwater or some shit. But none of the actual Royal Edition is like $50, but you get like the whole complete game. Plus the season pass, plus all that extra stuff anyway.
Right.
So you might as well just spend the $50 to get everything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, if you're getting everything for the price of the game when it first came out.
Yep. Which is fucking crazy because supposedly if you have like all the, like if you have the full game and all the DLC and like and the season pass, like the, it takes up like 120 gigs on your PS4.
That's too much.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Wow, that's a lot.
Whoa.
Wowie.
Wow.
But
and now the news.
Square has a really bad history of like not optimizing their games for like when porting them to PC. Like Final Fantasy 13 was garbage, but to be fair, that was garbage before it was ported to PC.
Wait, curtains too? Blackout curtains?
Blackout curtains.
Curtains or DLC?
Curtains.
Yeah, these curtains are DLC. You gotta pay for that.
Oh, yeah. That's not a curtain. That's a fucking... That's a...
Tablecloth.
That's a tablecloth.
But right now, it's a window cloth.
And it's mostly it's for the... It's mostly for
which
the,
is basically just a curtain.
It's when we do the actual podcast in the morning.
Yeah.
So the light doesn't come through. We're going to have to revisit that actually doing it in the morning.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I fail.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little bit tired right now. And...
But now we're just kind of going with it because it's fun, you know?
I get so weird when I'm fucking tired.
He missed you.
And the cat did miss me.
He missed you so much.
My bag.
Dude, he was like coming into my room and like, he was just like, you're not any of the people I care about, but you'll do. And I'm like, gee, thanks, cat.
Dude, yeah.
Boom. All the time.
Okay, well, that's really not related to anything that I was talking about.
Yeah, we were talking about cats.
But thanks for interrupting
cats.
Me. Yep. I appreciate it.
I can.
But I was reading the reviews. What the fuck was I talking about?
The cat?
Yeah, on his bag.
Final Fantasy.
The cat's out of the bag.
Talk about Final Fantasy.
Oh, yes, how it just came to Windows.
Yeah, the PC edition apparently is amazing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, using
they're trying really hard
PC
with 15.
PC games usually are, right? Wait, if you port over a console game, wouldn't it look just as good as it does on console on PC?
You would think so.
That's what
but
I feel.
There's like 4K support. Like they really like polished everything. Because you have to take into consideration that everyone has different video cards, so you have to basically make all these like hardware, all sorts of different hardware compatible with the game, and it has to run at different levels based on different configurations of hardware. And blah blah blah. All this technical shit. That I don't know about because I'm not a fucking game designer. I'm just an asshole in a living room across from this guy.
Yeah, I've never seen
guy. With a fucking flowery shirt. But anyway,
have you ever seen It Crowd or IT Crowd?
Yeah.
You just reminded me of like the beginning of that when he's like talking to the lady before she got the job.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, we're going to put you in the IT department. And she's like, oh, yeah, yeah, no emails and stuff like that. And he goes, he's like, oh, but I could go on all day. And he goes, please do. And she goes, and the mouse and the right click and
the print, left click and print preview.
The internet.
The tower. Great show.
The tower. Yeah.
But
Lumi, what's up, buddy? Woo. So Lumi, we were doing the podcast and then
yeah, the wheels came off.
I did
TLDR.
I did not do good at all. The I train started laughing crashed. So hard I had to leave the table. So we're gonna do another one
this
tomorrow.
This is basically the Hindenburg of podcasts.
This is just us talking.
It went down fast.
This is the AT&T of podcasts.
This is not brought to you by Verizon. If you want to know that, if you want to know what that means,
we're not
watch
sponsored in any way.
Find out why Dave was crying earlier.
I was crying on camera.
You don't have to find out. No reason. Yeah. No reason why he was crying on camera.
You'll come back to this point and be like, I still don't know why he was crying.
Literal zero reasons. I'm going to face this way for a while.
Hey, Kelly.
Hi.
Let's have a chat.
Yeah.
How was your day?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So,
did you get that preparation H that you were looking for earlier?
I did, yeah, actually.
Did we get that snowstorm you said we were going to get? Look, it's going to snow, and
yeah,
I woke up and the fucking sun's
inches.
Out.
Really? That much?
25 inches that we got in Bangor.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Mm. That's a couple.
We're getting another one Tuesday.
Yay, Tuesday.
And I was saying snowstorm. I meant something completely different, man.
Great.
There was someone
Wait, what am I whispering to you?
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It's
but,
fine.
Yeah,
anyway.
You can link it here, Lumi.
Was he Lincoln?
Oh, finished a sketch. Yeah, link it here.
Yeah.
I want to see that stuff. I would love to see that. Please.
It would be very, very nice. Can you take your laptop and then go to the park and then click on that link? Because then it would be Lincoln Park.
What the fuck?
Now I made myself sad. Because Chester.
I almost hate you for that. Like,
yeah.
Almost.
I actually do.
I almost actually... Like, I always keep forgetting about, like, Chester from Linkin Park. I mean, was just like, oh, yeah, aw.
And the fact that he's a bread.
Dude, he's fucking worm food.
I like that music.
Linkin
Park? Reanimation.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Reanimation. I gotta tell you, though, like, unpopular opinion time, I like their latest album.
Yeah.
Like, I really liked it.
I don't know if I've ever heard anything on it. I might have, but I just don't pay attention.
It's nothing like... the Linkin Park, you know.
I gotta see this.
Nothing like it.
And then I will share it. You just... Around the corner.
Around the corner.
Oh, Nights into Dreams.
That's how I had you Google it. Nights into Dreams.
Lumi, this is what Lumi just did.
Whoa. That's actually Whoa. Pretty cool. Yeah,
damn.
That's pretty cool. Is she holding the Dragon Balls?
Possibly.
Okay. That'd be a cool crossover. Dragon Ball Knights. That actually just sounds like a porno. So never mind.
it kind of looks like a porno.
Yeah.
But yeah, look at me. That looks awesome.
Yeah. Can you do a sketch of the Winter House crew?
Just could be one.
Everybody make a
clad
face.
Of beards.
Everybody give us your best O face.
Scratch that. Capture that sound.
Okay.
Sound like you almost threw up in your mouth.
Yeah. Oh my god.
This poor microphone.
Dude, for real, turn Nights into Pornhub. Like, you gotta, like, smash those things together.
Oh my god, dude. I just thought of.
Does this make you a horrible person?
The best mashup sketch.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh boy.
Fortnites. Come on.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. I feel it.
Boom. Fortnites.
Why isn't this on Pornhub?
I'd play that game.
Speaking of Pornhub.
Oh.
So
Tony was playing Persona 5, and I decided to... Actually, no, you guys mentioned, like, Pornhub.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll go on and look, see if there's some Pornhub on here. Like,
oh, yeah. How this discussion got started is that an hour ago, so you were probably watching it, I was saying that they should make a Persona anime, and then Eric corrected me and said hentai, so we all know what he's thinking about 24/7.
He is. He
loves porn. By he, I mean us.
All of us.
Yeah.
As dudes.
It happens.
Except Dylan.
Rule 34.
Because he's weird.
Yeah. He's thinking about, I don't know, beards or fruity shirts. I don't know.
Fruit is good for you. Eat your fruits and vegetables.
It is a very fruity shirt. Let's get a little bit of a... Let's get like a full... Let's get like a full camera. Thing. Okay, does everybody see this shirt? Okay.
Where?
Holy shirt!
Holy shirt! Dude, he's literally rocking this fruity shirt, like in public, and that's why we love him.
No shame.
No, no shame. Anyway. Oh my god, that's so funny.
Anyway, so we were saying that it should definitely become a hentai, and then I told David immediately to look up Persona 5 porn.
On Pornhub.
And who is it that we were looking up on?
That
Takamaki.
Takamaki.
Yeah. And
she's
a saucy little number.
Okay. The noises. Okay. So the noises that they were making, she was making while they were having sex was a little weird. Okay. Yeah. So I feel like, Well, they could have done a little bit better job with that quality. Yeah. By getting actual noises, maybe.
I didn't realize that we were like a porn critiquing.
Yeah, because there's only a so. If they had spent a little bit more time polishing it, it would have been great. But also, I feel like there's only
professional.
I feel like there's only a certain amount of time that you could spend on a project like that without becoming a real pervert. You know, it's not the greatest quality, but I didn't want to be like a perv or anything.
Well, I mean,
so I only made the quality like kind of good. I only made her titties jiggle like half the time.
What kind of measurement is that?
I can just picture like this big neck beard with the fedora, like saying
I
that.
I only made her have a vagina half the time.
Oh my god, we're going to hell.
I reused some of the sound for the Persona 4 porno I made. I hope that's okay.
Eric said Winter House porning. Wow.
Yeah.
So that happened.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm done. That's really all I got in the tank here.
Yep. Persona porn. That's it. That's the ender.
This is the Donner Party of... podcast.
Okay. Well, you guys good? I'm fucking spent.
Yeah. Join us tomorrow. We're gonna
have to go lay down.
Yeah. You need to go take a Claritin or something.
A Claritin.
Yeah.
And get clear.
Get clear. With
I have no idea what just happened. I apologize.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go back and watch this. I'm gonna go.
I'm gonna start playing.
We need to keep this. Yeah, we're keeping it. All
right.
Don't you fucking touch it. And then.
So this is not podcast 40. This is podcast 39.5.
Dude, this is like third podcast.
Just get more and more viewers.
We're actually going backwards. This is like podcast 38.9. But you know what you need to do? You need to keep this, and then you have to like take this and the real podcast
and like blend them together.
Yeah, just kind of boop.
Give it a little boop.
I'll just take Dylan's best noises, delete his audio track in general, and
yeah,
just
I know.
Loop.
I've been coughing like
remix
crazy.
Every sound effect Dylan
Dude,
made.
You know what I'm going to do?
Auto-tune.
I'm going to not record any of the sounds that he makes. I'm just not going to put his track and record.
Yep.
And then on the actual podcast tomorrow, once we're all done with it, I'm just going to take all of his best noises that he's made tonight and loop them all and like randomize them.
All you're going to hear is Verizon.
Verizon.
Verizon. You abrupted the laughter.
Oh my god.
After we hear that later.
Oh my god. Really, yeah. Is.
Yeah,
he's gonna put it in like 8 songs.
I am. I really am.
Tony's gonna make the remix of Dylan.
Oh my god! All right, I'm over it.
Yeah, I already have a bunch of ideas in my head.
So many ideas.
Boom. Yeah. But before we go, I've been on vacation all week, and
yes, you have.
I've been streaming a little bit more than you, John. I would say that I've streamed just about every day except Wednesday. I didn't stream because, frankly, I didn't want to.
How do you like that?
I'm an adult. I can do what I want.
But where are we going with this? Oh, yeah. So I promised myself that I was going to like rearrange my room and I was going to clean everything up and kind of get a little bit more organized before I start my new job on Monday. I literally just ate mac and cheese, played Final Fantasy, and watched X-Files all week.
That actually sounds pretty dope. Week.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that does sound pretty dope because I would like to do that on my vacation, but instead I have to go wander around Boston for a week.
Yep. X-Files is better, man.
Well, we didn't want to go. We didn't want to go. There's an episode
that takes place in Boston. I'll be playing Far Cry and thinking of you.
Oh, you guys will be. Yeah.
When does Far Cry come out?
27.
Right in the middle of my fucking vacation.
Where is it?
27.
27? Son of
a bitch. Yep.
I don't even like Far Cry that much. I'm going to buy it and play it just to rub it in his fucking face.
We can play it together.
I'm going to actually just wait for his copy to show up and then just play that.
I gotta pick I got to pick it up at. I could probably have you go pick it up.
Where?
GameStop.
It's GameStop. All paid off.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
The stop of
which GameStop did you order it from?
I didn't do it. Carrie did.
Oh, which one did she order it from?
I don't know. Hopefully the good
standalone?
One.
Standalone? Yeah, I think that's where I ordered
mine. I can't imagine she's walking into the mall.
Yeah.
We're not really mall people.
Dude, I ordered mine from the
store. Is there a mall?
Nobody's mall people anymore.
Clearly.
Yeah, that went out of business.
I feel bad, though.
I don't.
What was once a cultural hub.
Yeah. Cultural hub.
All the hub.
Yeah. It's a hub
That's
of something.
That's when trip pants were still a thing. And I would know because I wore them.
Right, what Corey
the, wait, trip pants?
Yeah.
What the fuck
the
is
giant
pants?
Black, like, goth pants
I
that had
those,
the chains.
Those are called trip pants?
Yeah. That was the company that made them. Trip.
Those are god-awful. I wore JNCO.
I wore both. I wore JNCOs, and then they stopped making JNCOs. And then I switched to the Walmart generic called Zones.
Wow. What about the
and then I wore
Pac
the
Sun man. Version Monster Heads or something like
Monster
that?
Heads?
No,
just
it was
wore
like...
jeans. Yeah.
Just Sorry. Jeans?
Yeah, I just wore jeans.
Yeah, I like wore South Pole jeans. Like
South Pole?
Back, South.
I looked like Andy Milonakis.
Look at you with your South Pole and your Sean John.
I did.
Are you wearing Guess jeans? Because guess who wants to get in them?
Eric no said, one. Okay, try Thirst.
What?
What?
Power
Lumi
Thirst.
Wants us to try Thirst.
Try Thirst.
Is that like
no,
Surge?
Try Thrust.
Try Thrust.
What the hell is Thrust
and Thirst?
Try Tongue Butthole.
Do you have a Thirst for some Thrust? Because I'm about to give it to you.
I was looking at it.
Are you DMX? I'm going to give it to you. Ho, ho.
Oh
DMX,
my God.
Baby.
I'm dying.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, well.
Slowly, every day.
Yeah.
What do we got going on?
We're all dying. Wow, you pull up. You're in a nose dive. We're all dying. Slowly.
That's what we got going on. We're just all dying. Slowly
nothing matters.
Nothing.
Wow.
Man. Mr. Nihilism over here.
Yeah,
I know, man.
Nothing matters.
I want to kill Tony.
You can't say that on Twitch, you dumbass.
He wants
Tony
to kill me
to
with kindness.
With kindness.
And
there
a machete.
You've heard it here.
I want to love Tony to death.
I want to
yeah,
love
JNCO.
You.
Yeah, JNCO. I used to have JNCO. Try tongue butthole.
Yep.
What?
It's from it's a Dark Souls thing.
Try tongue
Oh, dude. We got to play Bloodborne.
2S, DS2
yeah.
at
yeah.
its finest. Yeah.
Yep. Kelly and I, that's what's happening on Twitch. We're going to play Bloodborne.
You're going to do that?
Yeah.
Get him on mine. He can
dude,
play with
we're
you.
We're so dude. I don't. You would not.
He's done with
you
me.
Would not like Bloodborne.
He's done he's with done me.
I've been done with you since I met you,
dude. He was
under
done
and
with Bloodborne
over it
before he even heard about it.
Yeah, dude. He was fucking
filthy.
He's not casual. Feeling it.
One of these days, I'll get through that damn door, and it'll be glorious.
Oh my God!
And
I
then
should
I'll
just
turn off the system and just be done.
I
with
just
it.
Just do it for you, and then you could just get on our level. It will be glorious. Ooh, Eric.
He just said, Bloodborne, yas.
Yas.
Yas, Gaga, yas.
Yas, Daddy, yas.
All right. I'm, yep, on that note.
You're making this weird.
Bye. Eric, you gonna play Bloodborne with us? I don't know why I expected him
to.
Like,
are you casual, bro? Get good.
Get good.
Get got.
I thought we were talking casual, not fucking.
I got a degree in get goodology.
I hope you guys have a foot fetish.
Why do you hope we have one? Doesn't it? Wouldn't it only matter that you have one? I hope I have a foot fetish. Ooh, this better not awaken anything in me.
Oh my god, I'm gonna die.
Fuck oh yeah! Shit. Eric said, fuck yeah, it's right there on the screen. You see it?
Yep, I do.
I can see it.
I'm gonna do the rest of this like this.
There you go. Oh my god. Alright, we're out of here. This is weird.
Yeah.
Shit's getting weird.
Yeah.
Alright, they'll be streaming here in another few more minutes, getting back on that. And then we'll try this podcasting actual number 40 podcast tomorrow morning.
So can I just like officially say it? Like, are we still doing the podcast?
Not tonight, tomorrow.
I mean, are we still doing the podcast right now?
Well, I mean, it's recording and everything.
Okay. So we're still live.
Yes.
So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
What?
I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay. All right, guys, we'll see you later. And they'll be streaming here in a few more minutes. So, love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Wait, you can't say bye without hitting the button.
Bye, bye,
shut
bye.
Shut the fuck up, you weirdo.
Bye.
God damn you.
Hey, penis.